beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Verloc, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tech. Welcome to my show. Tonight's podcast is titled Using Psionics for the Disabled. Standing next to my classmate on a balcony at MSJC College, a woman leaning on her cane hobbled over to my side and asked me for a light. So I lit her cigarette for her and we struck up a conversation. As a story goes, this woman and I were classmates in an Internet Studies class, a part of my series of classes for pursuing a degree in information systems and a certificate in web programming. I think back then it was all in HTML stuff. We coded by typing each string, each line, page by page, and well, I believe the year was possibly 2003, and I was scoring A's in my classes. Everything was very good, but unfortunately a turn of events ended my story with that pursuit a little sourly. Yeah, and so I was befriended by this woman who was very disabled. She could barely walk with her cane, and she suffered from a disability of the brain, which prevented her from focusing and taking notes in class. She also perceived information differently than other students, and of course visually it was difficult to study as well, and so class lectures and note taking is where I decided I'd sit down next to her and help her write out everything in shorthand. And then later after class, I'd go over the notes with her and explain the lecture again. And, you know, just jot down anything that would help her to better understand the lecture. I also spoke with the instructor after class, a gentleman who did professional programming before he left Washington State to teach computers in California. I'd ask the teacher questions about materials and act as an interpreter of sorts, being I'd a lot of experience working between my English-speaking friends and other nationals, and well, I've been all over the board with different walks of life, so helping people communicate from both the mind and the heart was, well, it's always been something I do very naturally. So, long story short, this woman tells me to go and ask for a certificate from the dean's office, a certificate for aiding disabled students. So I said to her, no, I don't need a certificate. I'm happy to help you. Well, she insisted, but I replied, no, really, it has been my pleasure and I don't mind at all. You know, at the time I was just doing it to help this fellow classmate. To this, my classroom companion insisted by saying something to the effect of, don't be foolish. Nobody will ever know you helped me if you don't get it in writing. Get your certificate. I mean, hey, this could help you get the job you've been talking about. Well, and that was stuff we had been talking about during the breaks at class, is what kind of jobs we were looking for and so on while we were going to school. So with this logic, I ended up agreeing at length, and my classroom companion, taking up her cane, walked with me to the dean's office to demand that I receive a certificate for helping her. And so, I mean, it was kind of a nice story, and I would like to thank this woman again, but it's ever since then, you know, I've gone my way, and I don't know her personally outside of the classroom, and I think ever since then, after the phone number exchange and all that, it's been many, many years. But in many ways, she actually helped me so that I could one day tell this story and share it with you. And my certificate is now posted on my bio page at verloc.com/bio. I've always been kind of shy about showing these certificates, but I might as well. So it's up there on the bio page if you'd like to see it. In any event, I reflected on how the universe doesn't really seem to pass on or reward us for our actions in the way that a lot of people think, whether it's for good or bad. However, we do indeed seem to shape who we are by our decisions, and this does have long-term consequences, which we sow and then later we reap. Again, whether for good or bad, essentially we're made up of all the stuff that we have thought, and our actions define us. But this doesn't mean that we're living in our own personal time vacuum, you know, where all that happens to ourselves is all on us, that we did it somehow. That's a rather silly analogy. There are plenty of nasty folks with pretty faces who get everything they want and feel nothing for anyone else. We all know people like that. But, you know, we deny that could possibly be the case. There's even some people who claim to be really great, and they're still on a learning path, and it usually is that they don't see where they might be at fault on this learning path. And so everybody needs to take their time to... It's really a matter of just working with ourselves and not worrying so much about judging other people. So I guess in a sense it is kind of all on us. I might contradict myself there, but that's all right. However, and having said this, I believe it is important to decide for ourselves who we want to be. And you can be the judge of your own criteria here. It is, after all, your life. How you wish to live with other people is entirely, or mostly, up to you. And of course, the cooperation of other people, or the lack thereof. It all depends. Now, how psionics fits into this work to help the disabled is rather interesting. I went on a rather long journey, both in terms of distance from home and the time spent abroad, to discover myself and eventually build the first miraculous prayer board instrument, which has been put to very good use for all manner of operations around the world to date. So I realized that I can't heal the whole world myself. I needed to find someone who would get the word out to the world so I could teach people how to build their own instruments and the philosophy behind my discovery of the miraculous prayer board. And in time, this great feat has been accomplished. We hope that more people will learn about the miraculous prayer board. Later, I decided to take on at least one project to help somebody else whenever I had a free moment open. So I currently am working on a project to help a heroic man who was shot while defending his country and in Brazil, actually, from ruthless gangs of criminals. And unfortunately, my friend was injured and confined to a wheelchair. But I know the power of faith, and I have great belief in my work. So much belief that I've actually seen this ability transferred on to other people. And that's going to be a topic for another podcast, because I could really dive into that. People who didn't know they could work miracles before are able to work miracles today. So I'm working on a miracle for a man in need here. A man who's been confined to a wheelchair. I've seen it work. You might have seen my video on Dave Schrader's daughter. Well, how about those men I helped to free from bondage using the miraculous prayer board? And how about all the work my club members have done to help us stem some of the worst disasters and even help our America become restored? Yes, I know it's not perfect right now. The world is still desperately clinging on to get through a very difficult time that we're all in, and we're still working on these projects, even though many of us, my club members included, are living on the edge, some of us, trying to make ends meet, but we all feel that this work is of the highest spiritual calling, and that it's worth putting some money into the club. to continue doing this work. I mean, people don't have to. My club members don't have to do that. They could put that money into food or something else. But it's worthy. This is a worthy cause of learning psionics, because it's something that you keep with yourself. It's a guarantee that you get to keep this knowledge and gain wisdom, and nobody can take it away from you. You know, it's not like having a physical asset where government can come and take it away from you, the police can confiscate. No, they can't take psionics away from you. It is a higher spiritual calling. I remember volunteering, by the way, at a daycare center with my wife to teach kids, and of course playtime with kids as well. Believe it or not, playtime with children is just as important as instructing children in various lessons. And mostly, or many or some of these kids were from families that might have been struggling to make an income to take care of their families. So what did I gain from this experience? Well, with the help of my good wife, I gained an understanding that what we do to or for other people does have an impact in their lives. I remember going back to Japan some years later and seeing some of the kids, I recognized them, had grown up, and they have this glow in their eyes that seems a little different from other kids. I recognized it as if they have a special spiritual knowing, and you know, it's rather difficult to describe in words, but these kids, I believe, are going to be great, even in the face of great difficulties and challenges that they're going to go through later in life, because of one thing. It's because they'll have a better chance of knowing from inside of their hearts through the experiences that we've shared. And that's why the playtime is equally important to the actual instructions in a classroom. Digressing back to my friendship with a disabled lady and fellow classmate, it is kind of funny in a way, because people looked at us while we were out on our smoking breaks as if we were the odd ones, you know, the black sheep, because we were smoking cigarettes. You know, ironically, a lot of the artists and intellects that I've met in life tend to be smokers, or at least light smokers. Not saying you should all start smoking, and I certainly don't think it's healthy. I don't. So I'm not recommending it. That's not what I'm saying. But you know, there's these other socialist types at school. Oh, and they've been around since, you know, way back when I was a kid, probably before I was born. You know, the I want to be classroom president types who, you know, and often they're the types that go around calling other people prejudiced, but they end up not having any friends of people of other ethnicity from themselves, ironically. And these types of little socialist girls don't like the intellectual creative folks. And the reason is this. It's because they themselves don't have that heartfelt feeling of what it's like to be a creative and outgoing person. In their mind, they think the world would be a better place if we were all social robots. Well, it's like a story out of The Wizard of Oz, because, well, only this time it's reality. Let's be frank. A social robot doesn't have a heart. And we're aiming right now with our prayer boards to open up the new age, an era of the Anahata heart chakra. Now, for those of you who don't follow my meaning, I'm speaking of how society as a collective tends to resonate with one of the major chakras during different periods of time and through different generations and so on. So far, we've existed in the lower chakras or energy centers that interconnect us as a society. Any place below the heart chakra is generally considered the lower spectrum of awareness. And yes, I know this can be debated, but bear with me. I'm speaking of society as represented by the way in which we interact with other people. The more our love for other people is greater than our desire for other people, the better the world will become. So if you do have a miraculous prayer board, or if you have built one based on the instructions in my book, please at least consider working one miracle for one person this year, even if you only do this operation, this one thing, one time in your entire life. It will make a universe of difference. This act of generosity from you makes much more difference than you might believe. I know, because I've seen the results. Join me in the magical world and help us to rebuild the world circuit in the new age of the Anahata heart chakra. The only thing in life that is set in stone is that we do not live forever. But as for the rest of life, well, the remainder of this story is for you to write. And so I'll leave you with these thoughts tonight to write your own story. And with this, I bid you all good evening, and thank you for joining me on Planet Verloc tonight. Until next time, as always, always keep the magic high. This is Tom Verloc, signing out.